Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket volleyball team. And I'll tell you, we've got a lot of things to be real happy about as we start the Coaches Show today. MSU Billings holding serve at home as they beat St. Martin's in three sets this past Thursday, and then that was actually Saturday, it always goofs me up when we have the game on Monday, and then of course coming back on Monday night and winning in four sets over Alaska Anchorage, two great Northwest Athletic Conference games. We talk about the importance of holding serve at home and then stealing some games on the road, so we, in this particular case, certainly mission accomplished.
Oh, definitely. I'm pretty happy with how we played this weekend. Against St. Martin's, we were solid all the way through. And then last night against Anchorage, we did have one short showing in game two of how poorly we can play, but we were able to bounce back from that. Had a great third set win, came from behind and won that, and really took control of the fourth set and pushed all the way through.
Yeah, we really saw we really got to see two contrasting games this week, and you just alluded to the fact, the St. Martin's game, and I know from a coach you never just totally relax, but you were really in control pretty much that whole match. And, despite the fact that you won in four sets against Alaska Anchorage, let's not forget that two of those sets were only a couple of points separating you, and then you pretty much dominated there in set number four. So we got to see the girls react to a couple of different situations. One, and I hate to use the word easily, but they won rather effectively. Let's use that maybe better. And then the other one where they really had to face some adversity.
Oh, yeah. You always want to be in a position where you get an opportunity to win. In rally scoring, it can be one error at the wrong time that can cost you the game. So, game one and game three were both two-point wins. And, you want to have your best performance in those tight games, when it counts the most. Game three, we did get behind a little bit early, and we called a timeout. We just talked about it, and I really think what changed the whole match was putting Melissa Porter on the right side, and she came up with some huge blocks that I think really got into the heads of their outside hitters. We did to them in game four what really they did to us early on in game two, and again that 14-2 run they had to start in the game two, where we were playing really poorly. We actually finished off the game pretty well, but that's how poorly we can play at times. And so I just talked to the girls. The main thing is, the first thing is you got to change your presence on the court. You got to change, not your attitude, but just, how you're looking through your face and your body language and all that sort of stuff. And really, at the end of game two, we were playing well again, but it's just that stretch, and it's kind of like that's how all of the Rocky match went for us, a week ago. But it was nice to see them bounce back from that and play well the rest of the match.
It's interesting. I did something, and the minute I said it, I essentially regretted it, because every time I do this, when I was doing the play-by-play, I tend to get contradicted and, take a pie in the face. But when you were going into set number three, and you got behind early, and then you battled back, and it was close, it was about a two-point affair, I actually said out loud, and what I was thinking, I was saying, I think whoever wins this set's going to go on to win this match. Now, that was a bit bolder than I care to admit, but I was looking at it from the flip side. You had Alaska Anchorage coming off a nice win in set number two. They go up early in set number three. From their standpoint, it would be disheartening to lose that one. From your standpoint, you'd battled back so nicely to get there, I think it would have been disheartening. And for once, it actually kind of fell true from the standpoint from the fourth set. They just were never able to get going.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a game of momentum. It's definitely a game of momentum. And, that might have very well been true. I was thinking the same way when we started to make that run towards the end of game two, and I turned to my assistant coach and I just said, if we come back and win game two, they're done. They're done, after being up so big. And, the game three, I think it affected them maybe more losing that game three than it would have affected us, because, we did come back. We were having a lot of momentum at that point, but who knows? We kind of had that happen to us at Fairbanks where that game three loss, I think, really kind of determined the rest of the match. And, you know, that's something that you just can't let happen, you know, as an athlete. You got to be stronger than that. You know, losing a game 27-25, it doesn't matter until it's all over. You know, you got to play all the way through to the end. So, you know, there is a little bit of truth to that, just how the game is played, just how the momentum shifts really determine everything. But, you know, you very well could have been right with that.
Want to talk about some of the individual performances over the weekend. You've already alluded to one player who I want to talk about, and that's Melissa Porter, and we'll do that during the second part of the Coach's Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, Steve Smith. The Yellow Jackets coming off a very nice couple of wins at home. A three-set sweep over St. Martin's, winning in four over Alaska Anchorage, improving to 3-2 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Let's talk a little bit about Melissa Porter, you alluded to earlier. And, you know, I don't think it was just the Alaska Anchorage game. I thought I saw a real step in the maturation process against St. Martin's. I thought she had some key minutes there, some key blocks that never allowed St. Martin's to get into it. Again, she is one of those players, kind of a raw talent for you. And I you know, early in the year, watching her, you just knew the potential was there. And I think we're finally just starting to see, and I mean, there's a long ways to go with her, but we're finally starting to see just what kind of a force she can be.
Oh, definitely. Physically, I mean, she is a presence at the net always, you know, offensively and defensively. We need to continue to work on technique. One of the reasons why we haven't put her on the right side is we really need to work with her hands in secondary setting. You know, one of the reasons why we put Hannah over there on the right is, number one, she hits the flare so well, but she probably has the best set of hands, you know, of our three big players. But that's the thing we've been striving for offensively, is to get balance out of her offense, to get her middles and right sides involved, because it just makes it better for our outside hitters. You know, we have, I think, two of the best outside hitters in the conference, if not in the nation. But if they're the only option all the time, it's going to be really hard to win. You got to have balance. Maybe not, you know, the upper numbers of attempts, but they've got to be efficient. And we've started to see that out of Melissa, really out of Jody Lutz too, and you know, Hannah on the right side also. So that's really helping our offense develop. But you know, I've been really happy with, you know, how Melissa's been playing. One of the things that I really like about her is she has excellent footwork, and I think that's because she's a post in basketball. You know, she knows footwork is so important, and it's really important in the middle hitter position, in your blocking and in your transition patterns. You know, we'll continue working a lot of things as far as the technique on the block. I still think we can be a better blocking team than what we are, but I'm really happy with the progress so far.
You know, you talk about those freshmen, you talk about Jody Lutz, and you talk about Hannah and Hannah Johnson, and obviously Melissa, sophomore now in the program. We haven't even talked about Morgan Moss, but the one thing, we talked about it early in the coaches' shows, a personal opinion of mine, I think the biggest problem facing freshmen, apart from the jump in talent level going up to the Division II volleyball, is a matter of confidence. And I think a lot of times it's that situation where they're afraid to make mistakes. As the more I get to see them play, it seems like that's less of an issue with these players. It seems like right now that they're feeling more comfortable on the court, and I think that's making a lot of difference for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You cannot replace experience out in competition. I mean, you can do a lot of things in practice, but there's no substitute for it, and there's no substitute for the experience of winning against good teams. So, yeah, you know, as a freshman, when you come in, there are a couple of big adjustments. Number one, the size of the players and the speed of the game. And, you know, in fact, I was talking with Melissa about this the other night, and she just said, you know, watching high school volleyball, it's really I realize now how slow it is compared to the college game. And so that's a huge adjustment. And then, you know, you come in as a freshman, you're thrown out of the court, you're nervous, number one, and you maybe are a little bit afraid of making mistakes, but you got to get past that. You know, volleyball is a game of mistake management, but no one has ever played the perfect game of volleyball. You know, not Karch Karai, not Misty May, not anyone. So, you know, you need to come back from a mistake confident, you know, ready to put the next ball away or come through with a great pass or a great set, great transition pattern. It doesn't matter. You know, one mistake doesn't kill you. It's just, more often than not, it's your mental state. If you let one mistake bother you, that creates another mistake, you get into that downward spiral. So, you know, we talk about having a real, real short-term memory about mistakes and looking forward to the next play always.
You know, we've talked so much about Devin, but I just got to mention her again. You know, the thing that fascinates me about people like Devin and Jin Bo, to some extent as well, is, you know, as well as I do, every time a team comes in to prepare for Montana State Billings, you know what the coach is saying. He's saying, I do not want this girl to beat us, Devin Crotto. And yet she continues to do it. So despite the focus and the attention on her, she still puts up great numbers. And that gets back to what you were saying. The more effectiveness you can get from your other players, that's just going to make it that much harder on the other teams to key on depth.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we've talked to Jody specifically a couple of times when Devin and Jen get a kill. It's just like, that is your kill as much as it is theirs, because you made a great transition pattern. You're up and available. You held the middle. They get a one-on-one opportunity, which they will put away 90% of the time. So again, it's about the balance of the offense. It's about the you know, how well we defend and how well we pass the ball out of serve receive.
Yeah, I did want to mention, I thought Jill Trabing played very, very well for you this weekend. Some great passes. But one person I think, a lot of times for whatever reason, the person, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone, we tend to forget about the setters. And I think Hillary Morrison, I think we got to see this week what she can do with some good passing. She was money. I mean, when she got good passes, I thought the sets to the outside hitters and the middle hitters was just outstanding on her part. So when you're not taking her all over the court, you know, Hillary's going to give you some nice balls to swing at.
Oh, absolutely. I've been so impressed with her this year. You know, you're talking about a person who really has been a setter maybe for a couple of years, you know, and learning how to set in the collegiate game. That amazes me. But there was one specific play last night. Again, I was talking to my assistant coach, Catherine, and, you know, we dug a really hard hit ball by one of their outside hitters, and it was ceiling high with a ton of spin on it. And Hillary got underneath it, and she put her hands on the ball and gave a beautiful set to the outside hitter. And when you're trying to set a ball that's coming down from 40, 50 feet in the air with a lot of spin, that makes even, you know, experienced setters that have been playing for 10 years nervous. And I remember looking at Catherine, just says that says a lot to me about her confidence level, about just her own ability, and to put her hands on that ball and give such a good quality set to the outside hitter that was put away. So yeah, when we pass well and Hillary can get her hands on the ball, I'm really confident with our offense.
We come back with the third part of the coach's show. Going to be taking a look ahead as we put these games behind us, as Montana State Billings gets set to head on the road yet again. We'll be talking about that on the third part of the coach's show with Steve Smith.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Coach Steve Smith of the Montana State Billings volleyball team, coming off a couple of impressive wins over St. Martin's and Alaska Anchorage, completing a season sweep over Anchorage, which is no small task in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. But now, time to put those behind you and get set to head to Nampa, Idaho against Northwest Nazarene on the first, and then Seattle Pacific on the third. Obviously, you've done well at home. You've had some success on the road this year, but, you know, I keep saying this, but it really does hold true. Obviously, a couple of huge games for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, going on the road this week with Northwest Nazarene, you know, they're towards the top of the conference. We play well at times against them when we played here, but, you know, I think we've improved over the past, you know, couple, 3 weeks since we've played them the first time, but that is always a tough venue to play in. At Seattle Pacific, they're at the top of the conference. They're a very, very good team. I know they were down in the conference last year, but on any given year with that program, based on the resources they have a good coach, you know, their location, they're going to get in the players to be successful, and they're doing it this year. So really, really important weekend for us. I think we're playing two very solid teams. But the thing that we've learned this weekend, and I talked to the team about it, is, you know, if Anchorage can come down here and they get a win at Western Washington and then at Central Washington, that tells us that the conference is wide open. And, you know, when I look at those teams on film, and the girls have seen them on film too, Northwest Nazarene, Seattle Pacific, they're not wow. They play at a high level, but they're very, very consistent. And that's what we're striving for, is just that consistency.
Yeah, I can actually say I've seen Northwest Nazarene play, because, of course, that was your first game at home as part of the invitational you had. And that's the one thing I noticed about Northwest Nazarene. There wasn't a lot of wow moments, as you alluded to, where you just go, oh, my gosh, this team is incredible. Mm-hmm. But they just didn't make a lot of mistakes. It seemed like they, if anything, they kind of almost waited for you guys to make a mistake, and you did have some errors. What do you see as some of the big keys to, you know, switching those results around and getting a win on the road against the Crusaders?
Well, again, you know, it's our ball control on defense, and, you know, out of serve receive. You know, looking through the conference match, you know, we're one of the best teams in the conference blocking through aces, hitting percentage, but we're down at the bottom with digs per game. And I thought we made a huge improvement with that last night against Anchorage. All of a sudden, you know, towards the end of game two and in game three and game four, we started digging those hard hit balls. Well, before, you know, we're digging them too flat to the net, we're not getting a play out of it, we have to give a free ball, we're shanking them out of bounds. But, you know, all of a sudden those balls started to be up, setter got the hands on them, and we were into an offense again. So I think that's really, really important for us. Now, against Northwest Nazarene, you know, they're always transitioning with their middles, and their middles don't go up and hammer the ball straight down. You know, they pick really good angles and hit at the deep corners. So we're going to have to rely on our left back and right back players to be really disciplined with their positioning and be able to handle those balls.
All right. This week it's on the road against Northwest Nazarene, and then that's coming up on the 1st, and then Seattle Pacific. And then you've got a 10-day break before Rocky Mountain College comes to Alterowitz Gym on October 13th. Coach Steve Smith, congratulations on the great weekend past here, and best of luck to you on the road.
Great. Thanks a lot.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adelblue and Coach Steve Smith. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.